time jiving us the wheel was voodoo. Kids was just crass, but he was the mass with God-given ass. It took it all too far before I could he play guitar. Sucked up in
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe that you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shift brakes are snarling as you stumble across the road. But the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow. Don't let the milk float rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too
why there's an empty beer can. That's why there's an empty cigarette pack. Someone's been here before. Wouldn't it be nice if we never knew it? It's not hard to be inconspicuous. Just use your litter bag. A message in your ears from the National Rifle Association of America.
Yeah. Use your litter bag, everybody. Litter bags. I remember my dad had some bags and just a plastic bag. Put it on the window. Well, you had to. What'd you have to do to roll down the window? The window knob? What the hell was it called? I don't even know. I'm going back to the 70s now. The window knob. The thing that you roll down the window with. Anyway, you'd hang one on there and we'd fill it up with like napkins and ketchup packets and crap. And then just toss it out. Just toss it out the window on the highway. Anyway, Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. We're doing all David Bowie today. We did a number of selections from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. This one goes back even further to 1968 here on Time Travel.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man, oh, scarlet and grey, chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly.
laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
I've young got a light boy.
Yeah, where do you come from?
No man's land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. Right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
That's Fred. He's a metronome.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Haven't
you got a gnome to go to?
No, we're nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney and we're living on caviar and honey.
Hooray!
Because they're earning me lots of money fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course.
The hell is going on? That was actually from 1967. That's David Bowie with the Laughing Gnome. People sometimes would say, David, are you going to ever play that in concert? Like well into the 90s and 2000s. And he's like, I'd like to pull it out one day. Looks like he never did, though. I don't know. I think it's pretty good, actually. Like, what the hell is that? Well, it's pretty good. Time travels here with you until 7 p.m. Why am I hearing this weird noise? What is that noise? Odd. Anyway, time travels here with you. I had to figure out what the hell's going on. I'm going to play some from Tin Machine and maybe a couple of Bowie covers for you. I think that's what I'm going to do. This next one is Tin Machine from Tin. Yeah, you guessed it.
Alan Green, bring, 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 To the worms of paradise, like Everest, it's fate. fatal. It's heat to cold sides. They're riding on the subways. They're riding on the streets. They'll ride you down to the gutters. They'll ride you off your feet. Gonna hit Park City. Down to their level with their addictions and their fast lanes, corrupt with shaky visions and crack and coke and alcohol. They're just a bunch of assholes with buttholes for their brains. You can't keep on riding, hating you know so well. They'll ride you down to the gutter and they'll ride you down to hell. Dealer, may death be on your brow. May razor slash your mainline. I'm calling you out right now. May all your vilest nightmares consume your sunken head. May the hounds of paranoia dance upon your stinking bed. And the sufferings that conspire to take your little body and throw it to the fools. Only your mind can take you out of this. Only your mind will care. I'm riding on the subway. The subway.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO Medford, Mass.
Through the picture window, she finds a slinky vagabond. He calls her. stand. Heaven forbids if you take anything. But the freak and the strife for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, it swoops like the songs he cries. Where are all Papa's heroes gone? Once a young America.
Young America, yeah. Young America. She wants the young America. All right.
Well, she wants the young America. All the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
All right.
He wants the young. President Nixon, do you remember the bills you have to pay, or even yesterday? Have you been on America, just you and your idle civil sense of life? Sit on your hands on the bus of survivors, blushing at all the Afro-Sheilas. Ain't that ghost of love? Well, ain't that ghost of love? Well, it ain't that Barbie doll. Heart's been broken just like you and
all night.
All night, what the young America.
David Bowie, he's not getting any hassle.
I'll go and just sit next to him.
Oh, come on, we'll just go and speak to him.
I don't know what you're doing.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Mr. Bowie, can I just say that we are both very big fans.
I can't hear you, love. Come over here.
Go on.
I'll jump out that window. Thank you. Hi.
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 Oh, we were just saying that I'm an entertainer too.
Oh, yeah? What do you do?
I'm in a sitcom.
It's called When the Whistle Blows. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no. Is it any good?
Nice shit!
Oh, just riffraff everywhere.
Not going down too well, huh?
It's getting 6 million viewers. So, I mean, it's not exactly how I meant it to be, because the BBC have interfered and sort of chased ratings and made it lowest common denominator sort of comedy, sort of catchphrases and wigs. And I think I've sold out, to be honest, but...
Yeah.
It's difficult, isn't it, when they... to keep your integrity when you're going for that first.
Little fat man who sold his soul.
The little.
Little fat man who sold his dream. Chubby little loser. Chubby little loser. National joke. No, not chubby little loser. No. Pathetic little fat man. No one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at. They all just wish he'd die. He's so depressed at being useless. The fat man takes his own life.
No.
He's so depressed at being hated. Fatty takes his own life.
Fatso.
I like Fatso.
Yeah, let's go with Fatso.
Fatso takes his own life. He blows his bloated face off.
No.
He blows his stupid brains out.
But the twat I'd probably miss.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shot at fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style. He's got no grace. He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space.
Yeah. Everybody sing that last line. One, two, three.
He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space. See his pop nose face. Pop, 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 pop. Again. See his pop nose face.
WMFO Medford.
Billy rapped all night about his suicide. How he kicked it in the head when he was 25. Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. When they're stealing clothes from under cars, and Freddy's got spots ripping up stars from his face. Saying we're juvenile delinquent wrecks. Man, I need a TV when I've got T-Rex. Hey brother, you guessed. I'm a Doom.
All the young Dooms carry the news. Boogaloo Dooms carry the news.
Queen, he can kick like a mule. It's a real mean team. We can love. We can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it up on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Well, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gonna race some cat to bed. This is brother, you
It's WMFO Medford. My name's Chris Rowell. It's all David Bowie today here on Time Travel. He died 2 years ago today, January 10th, 2016, of liver cancer at the age of 69. Did a lot of drugs, that guy. A lot of drugs. He had fun, though, didn't he? He had such a good time. Yeah, people say don't use drugs, but seem to work for Bowie, work for the Beatles. I don't know. Not advocating them. I'm just saying it worked for them. That's all. Then again, he died at 69. Who knows? Of course, I'm going to live forever, right? It's Chris Earl, 46 years old, and high atop Curtis Hall, 2018. I made it. The 28. So far, knock on wood, 2018's pretty good so far. We're only 10 days in, but pretty good so far. Not bad. Actually, that's a pretty good tune. Knock on wood. Yeah, let's play that. Yeah, it's from David Live. And then we're going to do a couple of, covers. Maybe. We'll see how I feel. Time Travel here with you till 7.
We're going to put in some extras tonight. Some silly ones.
I think that's what you do summon up for stage. I think you summon up all the
excitement and exuberance of living, and it's tempered by bitterness and anger. It's all part of a rock and roll message, I think. I don't think that's necessarily rock's purpose or singular purpose. It's had, first and foremostly, it's a rock has always represented the feelings of a younger generation. I mean, that's inevitably how it sort of makes its first impact. I think as a lot of us are growing older, that's changing somewhat, because a lot of us are still playing rock and roll or listening to it, you know, if we're not involved in music. So it's changed its generation scope. It now goes from 15, 16 through till my kind of age, you know. But nonetheless, I still feel that it can be a representative voice. But it has proved that it throughout the years, that it can affect social change in a certain way, or at least refocus people's attentions to different areas of society. It's not its primary purpose, I would imagine, but it can be effective in those areas.
In America, your tricks at the wheel. No one needs anyone, they don't even just pretend. Jonah's in America. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. Jonah's in America. A brain. Johnny wants to suck on the coke. Johnny wants a woman. Johnny wants to think of a joke. Johnny's in America. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. Jonah's in America. Johnny looks up at the stars. Johnny combs his hair and Johnny wants pussy and cars. Johnny's in America. Johnny's in America. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. Yeah, I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American.
social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
XO Charlie, take three.
Just like a priest you was, top down this week you was crawling down the alley.
As Beck doing Diamond Dogs here on Time Travel. Got one more that's a cover. Actually, it's Life on Mars, and this is from the Lazarus soundtrack.
Wondering if it Richard Brown. That Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lenin's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's wrote it 10 times or more.
WMFO Medford.
So that was Sophia Ann Caruso from Lazarus, the Broadway play, here on Time Travel. And that closed right after Bowie died, I believe. It was right before, right after Bowie died. And my friends here, Derek Gary, is coming on to do the big picture. He saw it like right before Bowie passed away. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. David Bowie passed away 2 years ago today, so I played 4 hours of Bowie for you, and I played a couple of covers there, Sue George in there, and Beck, and also that one from Lazarus there. We will do it all again next week.